The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him.
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have this beautiful short gospel passage on the feast of Saint Andrew, where we hear about Jesus calling his first disciples. And we know already that there's so much here for us, because we, like Jesus' first apostles, are called to be his disciples. We are called to follow Jesus, each and every one of us. We're called to trust and follow Jesus. And that's a big question for us today. Do we trust Jesus? That's a great answer. I love it. We do trust Jesus, and so we want to follow him. We trust that following him is also what's best for us, because we know that Jesus is good and that he wants what's best for us. But I want to focus on just one part of the gospel passage where Jesus says, "I will make you fishers of men. Come after me, I will make you fishers of men." So come after me, says, trust and follow me, and I will make you, because sometimes we can't do it ourselves. I will make you fishers of men. Why was Jesus making these men fishers of men? Because Jesus is the fisher of men. Jesus is pulling people in to the life of God. And when he calls us to follow him, he calls us to pull others into the life of God. How do you do it? How do you do it? One word. Love. Love. Each and every one of us is called to be a disciple of Christ, to trust him with our whole heart and our whole life, and to follow him wherever he leads. And if we do so, he will make us fishers of men. He will make us lovers of people to draw them into the very heart of God. My friends, what a great calling we have in Jesus to be fishers of men. What a great responsibility we have to love everyone God entrusts to our care, to love everyone we encounter today, without measure, without counting the cost, and all in joy as God loves us into life and calls us to share that very love with others.